We continue our study of chapter 11 of Revelation, talking about the two witnesses. We finished off where we said that the two witnesses were elevated. God's word, the Old and New Testament, were elevated. The Bible says in Revelation 11, verse 11, after 3.5 days, that would be years, the breath of life from God came into them. They stood on their feet, and great fear fell upon those who were beholding them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went up into heaven, talking about the first heaven, visually, in the cloud, and their enemies beheld them. What it's talking about here is that the Bible wasn't literally put up in the sky, but it was upheld in such a way that many more had access to it. How did that happen? Well, shortly after the French Revolution, actually the year 1804, the British and Foreign Bible Society was founded. About 10 years later, the American Bible Society was founded, and other Bible societies followed. And since then, 9 billion Bibles have been printed by Bible societies alone, translated, of course, into the various vernaculars of the world. So the Bible remains the best seller. It's interesting that Voltaire, one of the revolutionaries in the French Revolution, said it took 12 men to establish Christianity. It will take only one to destroy it, referring, of course, to himself. But he died. His house was purchased by an organization that set up a printing press in his house and printed Bibles to distribute around the world. Interesting how God works. There's a sense of humor that God has. And so the accessibility of the Bible through history has never been like today. In Old Testament times, of course, printing presses were way in the future. And even books were in the future. And so they had scrolls, and it took several scrolls just for one book, like Isaiah. And so no one had their personal copies that they could look things up. There were not chapter divisions and verse divisions. Paul, who was such a scholar, he had the entire Old Testament memorized, would say things like, "Somewhere it is written." Why? Because he couldn't just go look it up. He couldn't pull out his computer and go online and just Google in a particular phrase and find it. Very different in those days. Then when we move to the Christian era, the Bible, Old Testament in Hebrew, New Testament in Greek, eventually the Latin Vulgate, and so scholars had access, limited access, to these few copies of the Bible, but the average person could only know what they were told by their priests and teachers. And so that's why in the book of Revelation, the period known as Thyatira, which we call the Dark Ages, Jesus says to them in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 25, "Nevertheless, what you have, hold fast," or tight, "until I come." In other words, he's laying no other burden upon them. Why? Because they didn't have access to too much. "But what you have, hold fast, hold tight to what you have, follow it and do it." Today we have access to so much. Each of us has various translations of the Bible. We have to dust them off and open them up. Then we have concordances, we have computers, we have all these things, but do we read the Bible? Is the Bible exalted in our lives? It's interesting that in 1798, when Napoleon Bonaparte, then the dictator of France, sent out a ship, maybe more than one ship, to Egypt, because he was interested in archaeology, and he sent scholars, and he sent archaeologists, and he sent explorers, and they were to discover things there in ancient Egypt. That's when the Rosetta Stone was discovered, the same year that the Pope was taken captive by France. And the Rosetta Stone unlocked the hieroglyphics of ancient Egypt. So the Bible could be corroborated by ancient tablets, clay tablets. They could be read now because then we understood, or scholars could understand that language. And so much has happened. We could talk about the rise of America based on the Bible and the founders and all their statements, which we've read in the past, on how they believed that the Bible was the best book in the foundation of civilization. So the Bible was truly exalted, as Revelation 11 said. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.